Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Pittsburgh Steelers fans, what is going on? This is Jeff Hartman, co-editor of BehindTheSteelCurtain.com. And if I sound a little down in the dumps, it's for a reason. This is another breaking news podcast. I feel like I should have some music that just plays here, like dun, 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 dun. Something like that. Maybe I'll do that the next time. But if you haven't heard the news yet, here I am breaking the news to you in audio platform that is the Pittsburgh Steelers and Tennessee Titans game that was scheduled for week four. And we all thought was just going to be postponed to Monday or Tuesday. Even after reports said that CBS and the National Football League were preparing for a nationally televised game on Monday or Tuesday, not going to happen. At least not this week. It's going to happen, but they're postponing it until later in the year. We have not had any verification of exactly what is going on as it pertains to the schedule moving forward. Are they going to adjust bye weeks? They are not sure, but let me read to you the official statement from the National Football League and what it says as it pertains to what happened, because this is a ripple effect from Tennessee Titans organization, who after their Wednesday round of tests had two more positive tests. So here we go. This is the official NFL statement on the Steelers-Titans game. Quote, the Pittsburgh-Tennessee game scheduled for week four will be rescheduled to later this season after one additional Titans player and one personnel member tested positive for COVID-19 today. An announcement of the new game date will be made shortly. The decision to postpone the game was made to ensure the health and safety of players, coaches, and game day personnel. The Titans facility will remain closed, and the team will continue to have no in-person activities until further notice. So what does this tell us? This tells us that they're going to be making an announcement soon as to when the game will be made up, but in regards to exactly when it's going to happen, no one knows. No one really knows. So it's a situation where it's fluid. They have options. Our Dave Schofield provided one of those options right after the news broke that they were postponing the game from Sunday to Monday or Tuesday, and that was the Steelers have their bye week in week four. Let me read what Dave wrote in his article. If the NFL needs to postpone this week's game, there is a way to make it work by only affecting one other NFL franchise. First, the Steelers and Titans do not have the same bye week, so simply moving the game there is not an option. The Titans' bye week is in week 7, while the Steelers' bye occurs in week 8. The Steelers' week 7 opponent is the Baltimore Ravens, who just so also happen to have a bye in week 8. It is possible the Steelers could face the Titans in week 7 instead of the Ravens and move their matchup in Baltimore to the following week. This means the Steelers and Titans would both have byes this coming week in week four, and the Ravens' bye week would simply be shifted up from week eight to week seven. It seems like, if you're a betting person, that this would be the best case scenario for an easy fix. If there is such a thing as an easy fix, this would be it. But you gotta, if you're honest with yourself, and I'm honest, I try to be as honest as I can be with you, the fans on audio platforms or wherever. My goodness, this is frustrating because now you look at the Pittsburgh Steelers, they had a week eight bye week. And I've always said that's kind of like the perfect, the ideal bye week right in the middle of the season. Like, that's perfect. It is smack dab in the middle. Give them a good break, get healthy for the stretch run. That's awesome. That's exactly what should happen. Nope. No. Now if everything goes according to plan, and our own Michael Beck in our Slack channel, he suggested, well, what if they just have a week 18? So they extend the playoffs. There's a little bit more of a break. I said, they're not going to give the team like the Steelers, they're not going to give them an edge up. They're not going to give them two bye weeks. They're not going to give the Titans two bye weeks. Now, the difference between the Titans and the Steelers is that the Pittsburgh Steelers, they've been preparing for this game. They've been practicing. They've been in the facility doing workouts. So if they take a bye week now, I mean, it's not going to hurt them in any stretch of the imagination. But if you think about the Titans, they can't do anything right now. They can't be in the facility. They can't be anywhere in person. So it's a situation where the Pittsburgh Steelers, now no one knows what's going to happen next. No one knows what the next step is. It makes sense to just alter other team's schedule. But at the same way, it is what it is. Here's a couple comments from Twitter. Albert Breer of the Monday Morning Quarterback says, this does suck for the Steelers. They're halfway through a normal work week, and so the bye has been bastardized completely, and they'll play 13 weeks in a row coming out of it. But this is sort of what everyone signed up for playing this year. Sam Farmer of the LA Times, he says, if this counts as a bye week for the Steelers and Titans, that's bad news for both. They already have worked part of the week, so this isn't a true week off. It makes for a hell of a long season with no breaks for two 3-0 teams planning to play deep in January. Sam also says, an alternative to making the Steelers and Titans take their bye week this early is tacking on an extra week after the end of the regular season. The NFL has considered this. And remember, only one team per conference gets a playoff bye this year with the expanded playoff format. So it's going to be really interesting to see how this pans out. And there's so many different areas to take a look and see what's happening. And it's strange. It's crazy. We all knew that this had the potential of happening. Everyone knew it. Everyone knew that, honestly, if you're like me, I thought it was too good to be true the first 3 weeks. I mean, when you had training camp and the Steelers had players like Jalen Samuels, I'm trying to think of all the other players that were on that list. At some point, James Washington was on that list. A couple others that had tested positive one way or the other. Most of those players, at least Samuels and Washington, said that they were asymptomatic, meaning they did not have any type of symptoms at all. And it wasn't until, you know, we find out from Mike Vrabel that the Tennessee Titans players that have tested positive, they have had symptoms. They have been sick. They've had flu-like symptoms. And so they're definitely feeling this COVID-19 thing inside their locker room. And they're going to continue to do their testing, because if this runs rampant throughout their locker room and other players continue to test positive, that's bad news for that organization. And not only that, it's bad news for the NFL. The NFL would have to really figure out how they're going to do. Now, this is where the protocols come into place. This is where you have to understand exactly what's happening. And that's a long and sordid podcast that I don't want to do right now. All you need to know right now is there's no Steeler game this week. Week four, it's basically a wash. Next up is week five at home, Heinz Field against the Philadelphia Eagles. So whether you like it or not, this is what the NFL has decided to do, but there's still more news to come. The Pittsburgh Steelers will be told when they'll play the Tennessee Titans. The NFL said that should be coming out shortly. I would assume that it will be coming out shortly. I would assume that right now, if they're doing the week seven method, that They would be notifying the Ravens right now that they're altering their schedule. They're notifying the Steelers and the Titans, and this decision should be out sometime later this evening. In which case, if that does happen, we'll be back for another podcast. I don't know if it'll be a breaking news podcast or if you'll hear it later in another show. We sincerely apologize, although we didn't know. I mean, we gave you all this Titans content, the Know Your Enemy podcast. Everything leading up to this game was tailored around this game happening, and it doesn't. So I apologize for that. If you want to make sure that you're up to date with all the latest news, rumors, reports, all that stuff, stay tuned to BehindTheSteelCurtain.com. I can't stress that enough. It is your one-stop shop for all things Pittsburgh Steelers. But when it comes to breaking news, I got to be honest, we probably do it better than most of your newspapers, whether it's the Tribune Review, the Post-Gazette, it doesn't matter where. We typically have the news out before ESPN's alert goes to your phone. So stay glued to BehindTheSteelCurtain.com. Follow us on all of our social media platforms on Twitter at BTSteelCurtain. You can find us on Instagram with the same handle. Follow our Facebook page. We just went over 100,000 likes on our Facebook page. It's a really interesting and diverse community, we'll put it that way. And then obviously on our audio platform, wherever you follow us, make sure you subscribe. Spotify, Google Play, iTunes, Stitcher, Anchor, even Pandora. Find us, follow us. We're going to give you the best content that we can. We're going to keep you in the know. For sure, we're going to keep you in the know. So with that said, I'm Jeff Hartman, co-editor of BehindTheSteelCurtain.com. You can still hear myself, Dave Schofield, and Brian Anthony Davis. We'll be on Thursday night, live on YouTube. Go to YouTube.com, search BTSC Steelers Radio, and we'll be doing the Steelers Preview podcast. You can hear that on Friday. It's going to change a little bit, but we'll still be there. And we're also going to be at you on Sunday after the games, after the 1 o'clock games, to talk about how the AFC North did. So we're still going to be providing you content, folks. Don't go anywhere. In the meantime, stay safe, be kind, and God bless. Go Steelers.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.